וכן אמרו, ומי שעושה מצווה לא נזכר ואין לעשוסו לשם שמיים, שאין מקבל לה השכר. What were the Chovos HaLevavos is referring to here? Lo lemiasa godem tov mitos afilu shelo lishma. So he thinks that there's no kibbutz chafa, that the lo lemiasa godem tov mitos shelo lishma. Yeah, you should do it, but there's no scha. So maybe what it means is like this. Again, ultimately, you know, we'll have to say a little bit lav dafka in terms of the lashon. Everyone agrees that maimer of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, notwithstanding, of Yasa Godim Torah Mitzvah Safir Shalol Lishma, Shemitah Shalol Lishma Bo Lishma, everyone agrees that there is a Shalol Lishma which is beyond the pale, which is unacceptable. Ha'osa Shalol Lishma Noach Lo Shalol Nivra, says the Gemara in Brachos, Yud Zayin. So the question is where the line is between the Shema, a Shalol Shema, which is encouraged, not as the ultimate, but encouraged as, hopefully as a stage towards the ultimate, and what's a Shalol Shema, which is unacceptable. So the way Tosfos and Brachos draw the line, that the Shalol Lishma, which is unacceptable, is Halomed Almanas Lekanter. He has destructive goals in mind. He's learning so that he can undermine others with his learning, as opposed to Shalomed Almanas Sheichabdu. But Almanas Sheichabdu is Nichlal in the Olam Yasa Godim Torah Mitzvah Sefer L'Shalol Lishma. Hagam, that the person recognizes that that's what's motivating him. So Tosfos says, no, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav is encouraging the person, do it, Mitoch Shalol Lishma Bo Lishma. In Mesilas Yesharim, So Ramchal writes that the Shalol Lishma, which Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav is encouraging, is for Kabbalah Schar and avoiding onesh. I think we spoke about this, right? But if it's for Ashiras, if it's for Kavod, so Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav is not allowing for that. And as we discussed, the pshat in that is that for Kabbalah Schar, so the person is being misyaches to it as a mitzvah. If it's for Ashiras, if it's for Kavod, so he's being misyaches to it as a good investment. He's not even being misyaches to it as a tzivoy Hashem. And Mestam according to Ramchal, it would be true. If the person is learning, not with a combination of motivations, right? Usually, you know, even when we have Shalol Lishma, we hopefully have a little bit of Shema in there as well. So we're talking about, let's say it's entirely Shalol Lishma, according to Ramchal. It's entirely to get covered. It's entirely for Ashiras. So Enochanami, Mestami is not being Mekayim Mitzvah, and Ramchal would say that he's in Mekabel Lehaschar. So is that a cogent reading of the Chovos HaLevavos? I don't know. I don't love. If you say what it means by Velonis Kavan Lasosu L'Shem Shemai, it means he's not doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. He's not doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. I mean, it's not so. So according to Tosfos, I'm sort of double dipping here. But according to Tosfos, Ha'osa Shalol Lishma, Noach Lo Shalol Nivra, Shalol Lishma means, you know, Shalol Lishma in Gansen. You know. So Velon is coming, Asosa L'Shem Shemaim. He's not being Mesiachis to it as a mitzvah. So En Mekabel Lahascha. I don't know if that's what he means. The alternative is, I don't know, that the Chovos HaLevavos holds that there's only schar if a person, I don't know, it's hard to imagine that's what he means. I think maybe you do have to say the pshat we just suggested. Lone schar and asas l'shem shemai means he's not doing it, l'shem mitzvah. It's an instrument. It's an instrument for olam hazeh dik considerations, be it kavod, be it ashiras, whatever it may be. Kevin shekotev hamaseh v'amudu benuyim al kavanas alev u'matzpuno v'uya shetehei chochmas mitzvus halev kodemes v'teva l'chochmas mitzvus ha'ivarim. V'kashin nizbar alichia v'chochma ha'tzfuna min ha'secha v'akotu v'akabala amarte shema ha'min hazeh min ha'mitzvus eino nuchayovim bel v'chaleis v'chol mokum k'shmita v'kayovil k'kabanas. Some of this is, you know, the Chovos HaLevavos is being rhetorical here and for pedagogic purposes. I mean, I don't know, he really wasn't sure about this. Right? This is his. So the same way Rabbi Yehuda Halevi later writes what he wants to tell us as a dialogue. Why does it have to be a dialogue? He thinks that that's the most effective way to present. So I don't think that Rabbi Avachi was really mesupik on all these stages. You know, both the Chai Odom and the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha, so that they both begin. Right away with the Shesh Mitzvos Tmidios from the Sefer Achinuch. The Mitzvah of Anochi, Lo Yelech Elohim Achim Alponai, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekan Hashem Echad, Avos Hashem, Yeres Hashem, and Los Asur Achere Levavchem Achere Einechem. The Shesh Mitzvos Tmidios. But that Yisod of Mitzvos Tmidios is really here in the Chovos HaLevavos, right? That's what the Chovos HaLevavos is here underscoring. The Chovos HaLevavos are Mitzvos Tmidios. Matzah, maybe we'll just read and see his mashal, and then try to just comment very briefly. There's no excuse, there's no defense for neglecting it. Again, what are the examples of the chavos halvavos, which are mitzvos to me? Yes, k'mo yichad elokeinu bilvavenu, v'avdo b'matzpunenu, uli yiru la'avoso, v'shenichsav lasos ha'mitzvos sh'anachnu chayovin bohen, k'mo sh'amal kosov, achala yikonu drocha elishma mifukecha, v'shenifteh bo, v'shenimso nafshosenu elav. Kemoshenama bitchu bo b'chol eis, om shifchu l'fana l'vavcha. Ulohasir hasina v'hakena milvavenu, v'shenefrash mimosarei inyani ha'olam, shetardu nosanu me'avodas Hashem. K'kol zeh onu chayav b'tamid, b'chol eis, v'chol malkum, b'chol sha'a, v'chol rega, v'al kol inyan, b'ot sechlenu v'nishmasenu bo. V'hadom alaza eved shetzivahu rabu laso shtei melachos ha'achas b'veiso v'hashenis basada k'mo avodos ha'adoma u'la'ayin ba b'itim yiduos u'b'sharos yiduos im yavu ha'itim ahem o im lo yot o im lo yimso lasos m'pnei dobo sheyim no'enu yistalek me'alev chiyav ha'maisa chutz l'beiso. אבל המייסר שציבור לעשות בביסו אינו מסתלק מעליו כל ימי עומדו בו ועובדו עשה אדוניו כשלא ימנעי ומונעי ולא יתרדי הוא תורד וחייב המייסר תורמד עליו כשייפונה. So what's the marshal? Marshal is like this. So the field, the work that the Adon assigns him outdoors, so there the ability of the Eved to be able to carry out that assignment, it's the outdoor work depends upon external circumstances. If there's going to be a blizzard, so then there are going to be times and conditions and circumstances that will prevent him from doing it. That's half the marshal. The other half of the marshal is that there isn't that much to do that it would be tmidi. But let's focus on this half of the marshal. That because it's external, so then memela, there are external conditions that impact or impinge upon the Eved's ability to do the work. Masha and Cain, what's inside the house, so then external conditions are irrelevant. That they don't they have no impact. So again, the nimshal being chovos eivon and chovos halvavos. Chovos eivon, I don't know, there can be a shortage of dalad minim and you cannot have dalad minim. There can be a shortage of flour and you cannot have matzah. There can be a person doesn't have a guf nuki, you can't put on tefillin. There are all kinds of possible minios and ikuvim. But chovos halvavos, there's nothing that can interfere or impinge unless the person himself, again, by mosare inyone ha'olam, distracts himself. But there's no external, there's no possible external force or factor that can prevent the person from attending to chovos halvavos. So when you think about that, it's something very, very far-reaching. It means that no matter what external circumstances are, maybe Rachmana Litzlan, the person is very poor and works morning to night and longer to barely eke out a parnasa. I mean, there are all kinds of maybe who knows what problems or challenges or issues the person has to deal with. Says the Chovos Halvavos, but ultimately, there's nothing that can intrude upon a person to the point of interfering with Chovos Halvavos. It's both poshut and extraordinary when you think about it. V'chein mitzvus alev, she'anu chayavin bahen, ein lanu taina bahen, v'lo torid mehen. There's no external factor that can impinge. With chovas eivon, there's all kinds of external factors that can impinge. The only thing is if it's self-imposed, the obstruction can be self-imposed. Ela avas ha'olam. If a person, again, distracts himself by being focused on this worldly pleasures, so that he can be distracted. But that's self-imposed. V'she'en anachnu mevinim inyon bo'enu. Kamo she'nema v'hoya kino v'nevel tof v'cholel v'yayin mishtehem. Because they're busy partying. So then, memeles, Paul Hashem lo yabitu, masi yadu lo ra'u. See, the yisod that Chavos HaVlavos is highlighting here is relevant. Again, ultimately, it all comes back to Chavos HaVlavos, but sort of, even if that's not the point that's being emphasized, Zah klal in life, I will say, a person, the chiyuv hishtadlus and the importance of chiyuv hishtadlus notwithstanding, but ultimately, a person controls absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. A person can make a shtadlus, but you know what that shtadlus yields is, by definition, out of his hands. A person controls nothing. He's sovereign over nothing. Conditions in his life, a person has no control of. Again, we're supposed to make his shtadlus, so there are no self-imposed problems. A person can create self-imposed problems. A person can have self-imposed poverty by not equipping himself and not making his child for panos. There can be all kinds of self-imposed problems. But the point is that even when a person isn't doing that, ultimately, obviously, we're not in control of anything. But there is one thing that a person's always, always in complete control of, and that is what his reactions are and what his attitude is to what happens to him, what happens around him. I mean, in the Soviet Union, there was such Rishon, they figured out how to take that away also, when they would put the dissidents in mental hospitals and drug them and make them into zombies. But assuming that a person is not subjected to that kind of appalling, you know, vicious and achzorius. So the one thing that a person is, as long as he's sentient, as long as he's of sound mind, well, the one thing that a person is always in control of is what his reaction to things is, what his attitude towards things is. So on the one hand, that's the only thing. But on the other hand, it's everything. In the sense that, so let's say, Rachman Litzlan, again, not self-imposed, say a person is Rachman Litzlan experiencing Yisurim. So again, on the one hand, he's has no control over anything. Me'idach Gisa, the fact that the one thing that he does control is what his attitude is. So his attitude frames what's happening. Is he just engaged in a futile struggle against a force greater than he? Or is he Makabel? And is Makabel, he's Matzdak all of a sudden, and it becomes an experience of Tzedek Adin and Avos Hashem. So on the one hand, it's nothing, on the other hand, it's everything. It was stuff.